enjoy this service tonight. It's been a sweet spirit tonight. It's a great thing about God. You don't always know what he's going to do. Anybody here got the Lord figured out? Well, I got news for us. He's got us figured out. He knows us well, doesn't he? Praise God. Anybody love the Lord back there? Hallelujah. Look up Mark chapter 11. Now, I have preached along these lines before, of course. And this is just what been rolling over in my mind. This afternoon, I guess if I had a title, I want to look at a particular subject tonight, is maybe something like this. It's time to say something. Has anybody ever felt like you've been in that place? It's time to say something. Well, we're going to have to say the right things when we say something. Makes a difference when you say the right thing. I found out today that there's some folks out there in this community that know me that I've never met before, and they heard my name, and boy, they know right away I'm a preacher. So I guess that's a good thing, I suppose. Of course, probably the whole thing behind knowing who I am is probably this issue addressing our county, but that's okay also. But I believe there comes a time in your life that you need to say something, and it needs to be what God wants us to say. Amen. So if you got Mark 11, stand with me. Verse 22, Jesus answered, saying unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever saith unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things that ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, for if ye have an ought against any, that our Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. For if we do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight. Praise you for victory. Thank you for every song, every testimony tonight, Lord. We just praise you for giving us the victory in our lives and our church. And Lord, we're expecting all the souls to be saved. Lord, we just pray that you'd have your way in the remainder of this service. Your will accomplished is what's important in this service tonight, Lord. And we'll praise you for it. If one needs a touch in their body, we pray that you'll touch their lives today. Maybe don't know you as their Savior. Lord, speak to them, we pray. And Lord, we'll praise you today and lift your name above all names. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for standing. Mark 11, 23, I think is a powerful scripture that Jesus is speaking about here. It makes a difference. I've shared this with you in the recent weeks here that someone made the comment to me, kind of a prophetic word to me, that I was going to be in a place that all I had to do is think it. Now, Mark 11, 23 doesn't verify that out. It's time that we say something. How many thinks it's time to say something? Praise God. Now, you say, preacher, I'm no prophet. Do you realize when you speak this word is prophetic? Does anybody believe this word is prophetic? So it's time that we begin to stand up and realize who is in us and what we need to be saying, and realize that when prayers need to be answered, we've had a lot of prayers answered around here. A lot of folks talk about what God has done. Thanking God for what he's done. And folks, it's time to believe that what his word says is true. How many is glad his word is true? Praise God. It's time we begin to prophesy this word. Now, I've mentioned this word before. When it's talking about prophecy, it means to speak or to sing by inspiration. Is anybody here inspired by this word? He said, if you would speak to this mountain, that this mountain would be believed. How many believes that we need to believe this when we say it? Now, when I stand behind the pulpit and preach it, and these singers begin to sing it, I believe what is said in this word, and I believe what is sung by the inspiration of God. Anybody here inspired? Praise God. Praise God. How many has ever had a mountain in your life? Sister Mildred was talking about those in her family that had some tremendous health issues. And folks, we knew one thing to do, and that was pray. And this comes time, and we've sung just a while ago, our brother did, about there's power in prayer. Prayer will change things when nothing else will. It's time we begin to prophesy this word to the enemy of our life and say, I believe this word is true. Praise God. Don't go up to the mountain and say, well, I wish it would move, and I wish this could happen and that could happen. He said, go up and speak to the mountain. Now, folks, when we speak God's word, things will happen. Hello? Anybody with me? Well, preacher, how are we going to say things? Say what the word says. Don't say what the world says. Say what the word says. Now, the first thing that happens a lot of times when trouble comes our way or a problem comes our way, we begin, now I've been guilty of this, we begin to say, oh, it's going to be this and it's going to be that. Anybody ever said this and that? Well, it's time to get past this and that and begin to speak the prophetic word of God and realize that when we say something or sing something inspired by the Holy Ghost, that same power that's been on this earth from the time of the beginning of time, and when he come back down in the day of Pentecost and begin to dwell inside of men, and in Cornelius' day it came to you and I as Gentiles. Can somebody give a Lord a praise tonight and realize this one thing? We are inspired by the Holy Ghost. A lot of spirits out there, but just one Holy Ghost. I talked this morning about the demonic powers. There's spirits out there, but there's one true power of God that's in this world, and that power has not diminished one ounce. How many believes that tonight? It's time we begin to stand up and say something. Listen, don't say the things of the world, but say the things of God. The problem of the world today and the church world today is we say too many things of the world. I've said this before, and it's time we realize this. Don't give the devil credit. He is our enemy. Now, I tell you what, when we come up against something, I don't believe there's any reason whatsoever to give the enemy any kind of encouragement about what's going on. I believe it's to let him know that the best thing, if you want to tell the devil something, tell him where he is bound for, that he'll never be redeemed. Tell him that he will never be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, because that's what I am. He can never be born again. He can never be blood bought. He has sealed his doom. He will have eternal damnation to deal with when he comes knocking on your door, telling you this and telling you that. Stand up and speak the prophetic word of this word tonight and realize that this word is still powerful. And you say, listen to me, preacher. Why are you talking about songs and so on and so forth? I can tell you right now, there will always be a place for the song Power in the Blood. There will always be a place for the song Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. Has anybody ever experienced that grace? You find yourself in a battle, in a mountain, in your face and in your way. If you will begin to say, you know why those songs are powerful? Because somebody somewhere was inspired by the Holy Ghost to write that song about how that the power of prayer is real. How did it, realizing this, we're never alone. Somebody that was in that place was inspired. Now, can I tell you right now, it's time that you begin to speak or sing those prophetic words and prophesy to that mountain in your life and realize that mountain shall be gone when we speak and believe what we say. Now, y'all know what I'm saying tonight. I'm not saying go out there and name it, glab it, and prab it, and all that kind of junk, and claim this Cadillac and that Cadillac, or whatever the case may be. I'm talking about something that will edify the church. When there was things that was prophesied from these prophets and prophets that we realized, it was something to edify the church. It is to build up our Lord and Savior. It's not to build up man. It's not to make things comfortable and easy. It's to be lifted up by the Word of God and to realize that His Word is powerful and real. That's why Ezekiel was said there, and he looks around the valley of dry bones in Ezekiel 37, and the Lord said to him, so prophesy to these bones. He said, in other words, folks, it's time to say something. Maybe you're finding yourself in a dry spiritual time. Can I tell you right now, you know how to get out of that? Cough a while and praise the Lord. I tell you what, I've been blessed with allergies this week, but I'll be delivered one of these days. Anybody believe in deliverance? Anybody believe in the power of God? I believe, don't you? Amen. Sister Titch, don't be discouraged. God is on your side. Amen. God owns and He knows what's going on. Amen. When the sparrow falls, God knows about it. When He looks on the hair of your head and starts counting, I don't know how He keeps up with it. Amen. Sister Sonja keeps Him all mixed up because she's all the time cutting it off. But God knows. Numbers are still the same, just a little bit shorter. Amen. It's time, listen to me, it's time to realize the battle that you're in is not your battle, it's God's battle. Amen. Amen. Ezekiel found himself and he looked over the situation and all he could see was dry bones. And can I tell you right now, don't you base your outcome on what you see right now. You base your outcome on what you know, because the word of God is real. Can I say one more time? It's time to say something. It's time to stand up and believe that this word is true. He's still healing. Why? Because he paid a price. He's still able to save. Why? Because his blood was shed. There's a folks in the world out there that don't believe they can be saved. You know why? The devil's got them convinced. There's a bunch of folks out there in this world that just feel like they can't live this life, and that's an excuse. I've heard folks say, I won't be a hypocrite. You don't have to be a hypocrite. Just turn your life over to the Lord. Praise God. Anybody with me tonight? Amen. God, listen. God knows what we're going through. God knows what kind of battles we're going through. He knows how deep in sin you've been. He knows what you've been through. He knows the failures you've been in. That doesn't change God. That just makes the mountain bigger. And praise God gives you an opportunity to let your faith be working where God can move in your life. My Lord. Time to say something. Don't just sit back. Now, I'm the world's worst to sit back. And I was talking to a gentleman today. And visiting about some of the things going on in our county and things and so forth. And, well, just might as well get down to it. He's talking about the wet, dry deal. And somebody that I don't even know the guy, he was talking to this gentleman. He said, hey, you know, he was talking about how much money was involved and how much, you know, so on and so forth could be made and such. And y'all have heard the story. For some reason, they don't get the message out there that a very small percentage of that money stays in Boone County. I don't know why they don't tell that. It goes across the whole state, but doesn't stay. Very small proportion of that comes to Boone County. But that's beside the point. I'm not politicking very much. And he said this, this guy was talking to this other guy about how much profit there was involved. And he said, I bet your buddy, that preacher out there, wouldn't say that, would he? Well, I don't care to say, yeah, there's profit involved. There's profit in a pornography business, but I'm not going to have no part of it. Hello? There's profit in stealing, but I ain't going to steal. That's 100% profit. Go steal something. But I'm not going to have no part of it. Are you with me? And he said this. I said, look, I said, I'll tell you what's going to happen. I said, if the majority of these folks vote this town, this county into wet, I said, I'm not going to boycott folks because they do that. Or is anybody with me? Now listen to me. Why do you say that? He said, and I said, have I ever made you uncomfortable? And I said, he said, listen, he said, yeah, you're exactly right. I said, but I'll tell you something, I'm totally 110% against it. And when I'm in the place to tell you about it, I'll tell you about it. I can tell you right now, the mic in my hand, I'm the place to tell you about it. And I work with this boy, just to be honest with you, I work with him, you know? And he realizes that. And yeah, he does some drinking. But I don't, listen, I'm not holier than thou. Anybody with me? But I said, if it goes that way, I said, I can tell you right now, they could put me in a room of Jim Beam stacked to the ceiling, and whoever Crevo he is, or whatever his name is, it wouldn't matter to me. I would never be tempted to take one of those and drink it. But I said, others would be. But I said, let me give you some insight. There's other things out there would tempt me that if that just so happens, that wouldn't. Anybody with me? But that don't put me in a place of being holier, but I will stand against it until the day I die. I will never say that's a good thing. It's time to speak. You know, I told him, I said, you know what? And I'm so blessed with good friends that respect me, and I really appreciate it. When they get around me, and a lot of my job brings us in places, and when they get around me and they open up a beer or something, they want to hide it. And this one in particular, he said, never fails. Every time I open up a beer, here comes the preacher. And I'm thinking, I ain't going to be there. If it's okay, why are you worried about it? Just a simple question. But there's a lot of times that, people respect me in that way, and I appreciate it. But there's, this is maybe not the right thing to do, but this is how I do it. There's a lot of times in some of my business and things, I don't go because when I'm there, it makes people uncomfortable. That may be the wrong thing, but I'm not out to make people comfortable. I am out to see folks saved, though. And, going and screaming at them and telling them all this and that, that's probably not the way to do it. But anyway, I got way off here on left field again, but I'm still talking about speaking about things. There comes a time in your life you're going to have to stand up and speak about something. You know, people know that I'm a pastor. They know I'm the preacher, so they expect me to be a preacher. Anybody ever been there? Well, if you're a Christian, they really expect you to be a Christian. They don't want you to do things out of line. You're supposed to be what you say you are. Now listen, when things come my way, it's time that we stand up and say right is right and wrong is wrong. And now listen, it's not for me to condemn that boy and say you're going to go to hell if you don't repent, which that's true. But if God said for me to tell him that, I would, but I can't go around thumping my Bible and saying that every day. Is it the fact, I don't know why I got off on it. Is it the fact that I'm a preacher and I say you better go get straight or you're going to go to hell? Or is it the fact that it's the Spirit of God's the one that draws men to be saved? It's not that I say it, but it's that the Spirit of God convicts you. Amen. When the Spirit of God convicts us, then we're going to see things happen. Amen. I'll stand against it. I'll speak against it. But listen, I'm not going to go down through there holding thou, because there's a lot of things a sinner sold to hell if we're not careful. Woo, preaching good now. I tell you what I think. I think a holding them thou attitude is wrong in God's eyes as someone drinking a beer. Bless God, look who I am. God, that stinks in God's nostrils. Go read about the Pharisees and Sadducees and all those kind of folks. God wants a man and a woman with a heart to serve Him and love Him. That's who He's looking for. And somebody that will speak and the prophetic word of God. Now, let me tell you something. These songs that are inspired by the Holy Ghost are powerful. Powerful. If you have to sing to your mountain, I say get to singing. Praise God. He told Ezekiel, he said, Ezekiel, prophesy. And as Ezekiel looked over, all he could see was a valley of dry bones. And I can tell you right now, Brother Elden, he could never see that mighty army was going to raise up. And you may be in a place in your life, all you can see is a mountain and how high it is. And how maybe that battle you can't seem to get over. And listen to me, it's not your battle, it's God's battle. Because you're going to have to let Him take care of the battle for you. David didn't get up saying, it's in the name of David, I come against you. He said, no, in the name of the Lord, this day I'll have your head. Praise God. It wasn't. David spoke to Goliath. And as his brothers was running the other direction, he said, where are you boys going? Where are you boys going? Goliath made a big roar and cursed real big and kind of offended David that this coming against the living God. It kind of offends me because they say my Lord ain't real anymore. Kind of offends me that they say, well, there's more than one way to heaven. It offends me that they say that money's more important than good living. Are anybody offended at things like that? Now be careful what we say, but it's time we step up and say, ain't going to happen. I'll stand my part. I'll do my part in this deal. Anybody praying? Praise God. Ezekiel was supposed to prophesy to those bones, and as he did that, there was something begin to happen. Now, Ezekiel didn't look over and say, oh, I don't know about this. They look pretty dead. Ezekiel didn't look over but Jesse and say, boy, that's a big job for you to do, Lord. He didn't look up and say, boy, that's a big mountain. David didn't look up and say, boy, that's a big giant. Anybody hear me tonight? I'll let you go here in about 45, 50 minutes. Y'all listening? Let you go here in about 2 hours. They didn't sit there and say, this is impossible. They sat there, stood there, and they prophesied what God said. It's time that you and I continue to say what the Word of God says. Amen. But Paul said to think on the clean, the pure things, the holy things. Think on these things. So don't get up tomorrow, woe me, poor me, it's going to be bad. Get up tomorrow, say, I'm blessed, I'm born again, I'm blood bought, Holy Ghost filled. If you're not Holy Ghost filled, amen, you've not had the tongues come your way, then that's a gift for you. Start seeking and praising God and say, Lord, I want more. I want all that you got. Praise God. Anybody believe that this morning, tonight? Time to say something. Preachers stand behind the pulpit. Now, listen. I don't say that it's a thing for us to beat and browbeat, and it's going to have to be God saying it, but folks won't say things behind the pulpit because of fear of offending somebody. I say things behind the pulpit because of a fear of offending somebody. Did you catch that? I say it because I'm afraid of offending somebody who is my Savior. I don't want him offended, Brother Turbo. I want him to be pleased with what I have to say, and because I want to say what he won't say it. How many wants to say what the Lord wants said? You've got the same authority. Amen. Jesus said to Peter, he said, who do you think I am? And Peter said, he said, you're the Christ. Amen. He said to Peter, said, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom, son. He goes on down a little farther. He said, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Can I tell you right now, if Peter can do that, you and I can do that. How many wants to lose some things and bind some things? Praise God. It's time we begin to say some things to the world, to the devil, and say, listen, I don't sing it up and say, well, Lord, oh, devil, let's have a conversation. You don't have to go looking for him. He'll find you. Has anybody ever noticed that? Well, I know what y'all are saying. It's time for me to quit saying something. It's time to say what the Word said. Sang it. Paul and Silas is in the inner part of the prison. Beat up. Thrown in there. Because they've been saying too much about Jesus. So they struck up the acapella band and began to sing. Wonder what they're singing. I don't figure it was any lonesome blues or sad song. I got a feeling it was lifting up the Lord, don't you? I believe again they begin to praise him. They begin to pray and praise him in the middle of the prison. God knew where they was at. How many is glad that God knows where you're at? In your dark, you may be here in the darkest part of your life, and it seems like there's no hope. It's time you begin to say, Lord, I can't feel it, I can't see it, but I believe it. Speak to the mountain. Believe what you're saying is according to God's word. If you need victory, spiritual victory, souls to be saved in your family, speak it and believe it. How many believes that tonight? Am I preaching what the word says? It's time we begin to prophesy this prophetic word in our lives. Because I can tell you right now, there probably ain't going to be anybody else do it for you. There comes a time you're going to have to do things yourself. I know there's times we can't pray for ourselves, but folks, we're going to have to say things that's according to this word in order to have victory. Amen. Sister Douglas back there praying for folks in her life and different ones praying, and God is going to hear those prayers and is hearing those prayers. How many believes that he answers prayers? Amen. So stand with me tonight. Ezekiel spoke to those bones and prophesied to those bones, and come get us a song if you would tonight. Prophesied by the inspiration of God because the Lord inspired him to say and speak to those bones. And maybe you're here tonight and there's a tremendous battle going on in your life, a mountain to climb, or maybe something that seems like you can't get over. It's time you begin to say, Lord, I believe what you say, and prophesy his prophetic word in your life. I don't know who this is for tonight, but I believe it's for somebody. Let's pray. Father, tonight, thank you for this service. Thank you for victory. Lord, give us strength to sing and speak your word tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. If there's one here that needs you, we pray, God, speak to them. In your name, Lord. In your name, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah. I wonder tonight as they begin to sing, you need prayer. You need strength. Praise God. Is that you tonight?